I don't need a doctor, I don't need a pill. Any other treatment, baby, will only make me ill. I need right therapy, I need right therapy, I need right therapy. Oh, give it to me, oh, give it to me, oh, give it to me.
Howdy, this is Phil Overeem. This is episode number 2 of Rock Therapy. That's number 2 if you don't count the 78 others we did back in the day before things got all sophisticated on the internet. But we are a podcast that specializes in usually reaching outside the lines and pulling together a lot of disparate stuff that we hope will be enlightening and fun for you to listen to. This one, however, is a little thematic. I just returned from a 2,100-mile trip through Southwest Missouri, Texas, Oklahoma, and back via Jalopy. Programmed a whole bunch of Texas music to listen on the way down, and I'm going to share some of the very, very best. And we went down on somewhat of a spiritual mission in that we were interring someone's ashes who had been very close to us. And we're going to kick this off with one of Texas's most famous and most special musicians. This is Lightnin' Hopkins with his beautiful version of Needed Time. And I think you'll really like it, even if you're the hardest core atheist of them all.
Jesus, will you come by here? Oh, Jesus, will you come by here? Jesus, will you come by here? Now is a needed time, oh, now is a needed time. Now is a needed time. Come if you don't stay long, oh, come if you don't stay long. Come if you don't stay long. Now is a needed time, oh, now is a needed time. Now is a needed time. Praying for you to come by here, I'm praying for you to come by here. Jesus, won't you come by here, come by here. Now is a needed time, right now, Lord, is a needed time. Now is a needed time.
Lightnin' Hopkins with Needed Time, and if you were listening carefully, you probably realized that was the source of the old Sunday school song Kumbaya, which is extremely douchey in my regard. That's the original, way more powerful. They should have just kept it the way it was. Here's another powerful, very spiritual song from the playlist we listen to. It's from an album called The Mountain. which was a team-up between Steve Earle, one of Southern Texas's greatest songwriters from San Antonio originally. He was backed by Del McCurry, the Del McCurry Family Band. They were from Baltimore originally. The title song is called The Mountain. And great singing, great playing, great message. Enjoy. Yeah, that was a good one. That was The Mountain by Steve Earle, backed by the Del McCurdy Family Band, and a songwriter we're going to hear from later in the podcast. Hayes Carl once said, you know, whatever happened to telling the truth anymore, maybe that's what songs are for. And I think that applies very much to the song The Mountain. All right, our next track is going to come courtesy of, well, heck, let's just listen to Hayes Carl, the guy that uttered forth such wisdom. And this is called, and I think it fits this young man pretty well, Bad Liver and a Broken Heart. I hope he gets his habits together to a certain extent. You know, you still want to have fun, but we want to hear him continue to sing and write such good songs. Enjoy. This is Hayes Carl.
Oh,
That was Hayes Carl with Bad Liver and a Broken Heart from a great album called Trouble in Mind. And we're going to segue from a real current Texas singer to one of the classic old-time Texas country singers. His name's Ernest Tubb. And he had a tendency to sing off-key. He wrote or just recorded songs with extremely what some people call basic lyrics, but there's a zen quality to the simplicity of many of them, including this one, and the title is an indication of things to come. It's called Thanks a Lot, and I almost guarantee, listen to it all the way through, you'll listen to it again, you'll learn it, and then you'll want to play it.
Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry, that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Leon. Played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little and laughed a lot. Then you were gone, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
The great Ernest Tubb with Thanks a Lot. And we're going to segue from that simple but beautiful lyric to a very complex extended metaphor of a country lyric straight out of West Texas, the Lubbock area in general, written by the guy they call the West Texas Bob Dylan, Butch Hancock, and sung by Joe Ely. It's backed by his fantastic band of the late 70s. It's from an album that's near perfect. It's called Honky Tonk Masquerade. The song is called Jericho. And if you know the song, if you know the biblical story of Joshua and Jericho, or if you've ever had your heart crushed by a woman that just wouldn't give in, you're going to love this one. Jericho by Joe Ely.
Some walls rumble when a diesel rumbles by. Some walls rumble when there's thunder in the sky. But the only your walls just drives me into the ground. someday your walls must come tumbling down. Jericho would still be there today, and Joshua would still be dancing the night away. If your walls had been there around Jericho town, but you know someday your walls must come tumbling down. Such a hassle just to learn myself to float, 'cause every time I stormed your castle, I would wind up in your moat. I wouldn't mind the water if I thought I was gaining ground. But honey, someday your walls must come tumbling down. Still be there today, and Joshua will still be dancing the night away. If your walls had been there around Jericho town, but you know someday your walls must come tumbling down. Yeah, honey, someday.
Folks, I'm afraid songwriting just doesn't get any better than that. It was sophisticated, it was an extended metaphor, but it wasn't pretentious at all. It was funny, yet serious. We could all relate to it. I don't know what Butch Hancock's doing now, but the guy could write a song. Okay, in this podcast, I'm going to do two little block parties. Little three-song block parties, and here's the first one. It's by a songwriter that my wife and I, you know, we took a trip down to Texas. We knew him real well. We'd listened to him many times during our time together. We'd seen him live. In fact, I could probably sing most of his songs from memory, but hearing them up close, and we'd been spending a lot of time, I don't know, thinking about Buddhism and practices of Buddhism, which we knew about back then too, but the songs just exploded out of the speakers far more powerfully than ever. This is Honky Tonk's only, I would think, only Buddhist practitioner, in the sense that he writes songs that incorporate principles and ideas in Eastern religion, and it doesn't sound like it goes together, but with him it does. So this is Jimmy Dale Gilmore we're going to hear. The first song is going to be from the first time the music world really got to know him, was when he was in a group called the Flatlanders with Joe Ely and Butch Hancock, who I just talked about. And then the other two songs are from his solo career. What I want you to focus on is, you know, they're fine songs if you know nothing about Buddhism or Eastern religion, but if you do know about them, they add a totally different element, and they're also, going back to Ernest Tubb, they're simple in a way, but they're very, very deep. So here's three songs by Jimmy Dale Gilmore. Bhagavan Decreed, You've Got to Go to Sleep Alone, and a song that he duets on with Lucinda Williams, who I've kind of lost my taste for, but back when she was younger, she was pretty good. So enjoy. Three songs in a row, a little block party, and put your thinking caps and your spiritual caps on if you got such a thing. Nameless mud.
So step on out into the big world, where all your dreams are waiting to come through. The first time we touched, I felt a love so real, so much that I knew I'd never say goodbye to you. Someday we'll
three songs by the great Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and I hope it got you thinking, and I hope it got you feeling, and you know he's got a voice that's one of a kind in country music. I always think of it as kind of a cross between Hank Williams and Marty Ballin, who used to sing for Jefferson Airplane. It's got that kind of spacey takeoff sound. It's a little nasal, but it's also almost like a machine, and what a mind going on behind that machine. While we're on matters spiritual, I'd mentioned earlier, you know, I'm making this podcast because we just got back from Texas. And when we were in Oklahoma, we interred the ashes of two people very important in our lives. And we were in a little cemetery in Velma, Oklahoma. It's a very small population. Joe Diffie, the country western singer, came from there. But what we did at the end of the ceremony was... We had the car parked in the middle of the cemetery, and there wasn't anybody else there. We opened the car door and then cranked up the car stereo and played this song. And it's, you know, I would recommend it to you if you're ever doing a service for a loved one. It works real well. And it's by a songwriter I very much encourage you to learn more about. Go see him if you get a chance. He's still out there. He's a wild one, but he's one of the great songwriters of all time that's ever come from Texas, and a pretty dang good singer as well. I'll let you, well, we'll make this one the quiz. I mean, this guy's a household word in Texas and in country music. You listen to it, and at the end of it, let's hope you can tell me who the songwriter and singer is. Here we go.
I'm gonna live forever, I'm gonna cross that river, I'm gonna catch tomorrow night. You're gonna want to hold me, just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Nobody here will ever find me, but I'll always be around. Just like the songs I leave behind me, I'm gonna live forever now. You fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them, don't make them feel forsaken, just lead them safely to the light. When this old world is blown asunder and all the stars fall from the sky, remember someone really loves you, we'll live forever, you and I. I'm gonna cross that river, I'm gonna catch tomorrow night. I'm gonna live forever, I'm gonna cross. cross that river. I'm gonna kiss tomorrow night. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna kiss tomorrow night.
So, did you know who that was? That was a guy that wrote The Rhymer and Other Five and Dimers. He wrote Restless Wind. He wrote I'm Just an Old Chunk of Coal. He wrote Riding Down Easy, Honky Tonk Heroes. You know those songs, right? That's Billy Joe Shaver. He's still out there on the road, still writing good songs. And Live Forever, that was the song we just heard, is a really, really, really cool song. It comes from an album, Live at Smith's Old Bar. It didn't sell worth jack, and you don't hear anything about it, but boy, it's a great song. It's got his late son, Eddie Shaver, on blazing guitar, and it's kind of a greatest hit set. And if you want an intro to Billy Joe, that's where I'd point you. Really great recording. Okay, next direction we're going to go is kind of an official seal of anything that is musical that you're trying to do with Texas. If you've never heard of Bob Wilson of Texas Playboys, our educational system has failed you, but he is certainly one of the greatest Texas musicians ever from Turkey, Texas. He was a revolutionary. He was a prophet. He's the first guy that brought drums on the stage at the Grand Ole Opry. He had his band record everything from pop to jazz to blues to Indian, and I mean Native American Indian music, Mexican music, polkas, German music. They could play anything and make a dance to it. And this comes from their famous Tiffany recordings, Tiffany transcriptions from the late 40s. The best ever Bob Wills band, and he had a band together for almost 40 years. It's got the great Junior Barnard on guitar. And it's called Basin Street Blues, which is an old New Orleans song. But you will hear that there's a line about race that I really like, that whether you're black or white singing it, or whether you're mixed race and you're singing it, it's like something that ought to be in the top five songs that are considered for a new national anthem, as far as I'm concerned. Basin Street Blues from the Tiffany Transcriptions, Volume 3, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. Enjoy.
Street.
Where all the dark and light folks meet, oh, down in New Orleans.
Yeah, how nice it seems, or just how much it really means.
You really know.
Glad to be.
Glad to be.
Yes, sirree.
Oh, Joe.
A welcome free, dear to me, where I can lose.
What are you about to lose, boy?
My bass and street blues.
Come in, Louie, turn in with that old saxophone. Beautiful golden saxophone. Now let's play it, Louis.
Said it before and I know I'll say it again, how can you resist the charms of Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys? It's impossible. One of the great all-time American bands, much less Texas bands. And if we ever had a president that ran the country the way Bob Wills conceptualized and ran the Texas Playboys, we would actually achieve our potential. I just don't think it's ever going to happen, but oh well. Speaking of Bob Wills and speaking of fun and speaking of dancing, another great Texas band, Joe King Carrasco and the Crowns. The song's called Let's Get Pretty. And his definition of pretty, you're smart. I'll let you listen to this song. You figure out what it means to get pretty. And I'm sending this out to my buddy John Schooley. He's a great musician down in Austin. And he's got some very strong ideas about dancing I don't agree with. And we were down there visiting him, and I asked about Joe King Carrasco records. He goes, oh, you can find them in any garbage bin in Austin, which kind of rankled me a little bit. So I'm sending this song out to him, and we'll hear a song of his later, and you guys can compare. We'll see how it goes. This is Joe King Carrasco and the Crowns. Let's Get Pretty.
Back to the pyramids.
was Joaquin Carrasco on the Crowns with Let's Get Pretty. And I had mentioned to you the comment made by our Austin, Texas guide on this trip, John Schooley, who's a really great musician in his own right. He was the co-founder of the Revelators, the greatest rock and roll band ever to emerge from Columbia, Missouri. He was the leader of Austin's The Hard Feelings. And more recently, he's been, I think, one of the more powerful and effective one-man band acts in America. Not that there's thousands of one-man bands out there, but he's really, really good. He looked askance at Joaquin Carrasco, and, you know, in some ways music is about fun, so I'll let you be the judge. We'll just have some fun here, and I'm going to put on a track by the John Schooley one-man band, One Man Against the World. It's kind of his life credo. So we'll see what you think. Here we go. John Schooley.
Thank you.
That was John Schooley's one-man band with One Man Against the World. What would a Texas podcast be without Rocky Erickson? And he was the driving force behind the 13th Floor Elevators, one of the very first great garage rock groups. They say they coined the term psychedelic. It's very possible. And he had some mental health problems, drug issues, which he survived and made some incredible recordings in the 1970s. And here's one of them. You know, he's just one of the greatest, greatest, most intense Caucasian singers in the history of rock and roll. Hate to make those distinctions. It's just true. And this is a song called White Faces. Rocky Erickson on Rock Therapy. Great Rocky Erickson, still out there touring, but that's White Faces, and it's a song that can send your mind reeling in many different directions. Very imaginative, kind of makes you wonder what was on Rocky's mind when he wrote it. The imagery sticks with you, but what a great singer, what a great rock and roll song. And while we're talking about, you know, if you make a Texas podcast, what's got to be on there? Well, there's a bunch, but we got Bob Wills. We got Ernest Tubb. We got Rocky. You got to have the Sir Douglas Quintet or something involving Doug Somm. So here is a song from the Sir Douglas Quintet, aptly titled "Texas Me." And one thing to appreciate while you hear it is this is a guy, you know, white guy sings soul music. You're gonna hear great fiddle on it and horns, and it's kind of a there's blues elements as well. This is a guy that can mix all those things as if it was no effort whatsoever, and it doesn't sound like, you know, it doesn't sound like the RL equivalent of a spinach ice cream cone. It all fits together. It all sounds great. So here we go, the Sir Douglas Quintet with "Texas Me" on Rock Therapy.
Ready for the first go, babe. outside of Houston. Not a dime do I own. I used to go back to beautiful woods back there in San Antonio. Now I'm up in San Francisco, wondering where I ought to be. And I wonder what happened to the man inside the Willow, Texas.
Oh yes, the Sir Douglas Quintet. Don't get me started, because I'll go on forever. But they're one of my very favorite groups, and that's about as Texas as you can get. You know, the guy made a trip out to the West Coast, and he was in San Francisco, and got involved in the Summer of Love. But it takes a lot to get the redneck out from underneath that hippie hair. So here's our other little block party that I promised you. And I'm going to combine it with another quiz question. These three songs are sung by different guys, but the songs are all written by the same guy. He's a Texas institution. And I'll let you enjoy the tracks and think about, see if you can figure out who wrote them. I will give you a couple of tips. One of the songs is the first country music song that deals with the Holocaust, but you're going to have to concentrate hard to see where it's coming from that angle. And then the other song is probably the only country song out of Texas ever written about abortion, and it's kind of hard to tell whether what side it is, what side it's on that issue. The third one, well, it's kind of a sitting back and looking at the state of humanity type of song. So we'll let you decide, but on the other end, see if you can guess who the writer is. And I think you may well recognize the singers, but they're all covering his songs. Here we go.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
If I got to ride 6 million miles, now the smoke from camps arising, see the helpless creatures on their way. Well, old pal, ain't it surprising how far you can go before you stay? Do not let the morning blind you, when on your sleeve you wore the yellow star. Old memories still live behind you. Can't you see by your outfit who you are? How long will you be driven relentlessly around the world? The blood and the rhythms of the soul. Wild ponies all, your dreams were broken, rounded up and made to move along. The loneliness which can't be spoken. Just swings a rope and rides inside a song. Dead limbs play with ringless fingers. A melody which burns you deep inside. Oh, how the song becomes the singer's. May peace be ever with you when you ride. Glowing reminds you that today you are a child. The road ahead forever rolling, and anything worth crying can be smiled. So ride, 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 ride on, Jubal. Ride them all around the old corral. I'm with you, I'm with you, boy. If I got to ride 6 million miles,
Kinky Friedman on the Western Trail. When faced with 3,000 Indians, this is what he sang.
Time to resign from the human race. Wipe those tears from your lovely face. Baby, wave to the man in the old red caboose before all hell breaks loose. Before you go, I wish you'd come. Before you leave, wish you'd love me some. I'll give you all of the dreams you can use before all hell breaks loose. When she told me you'll never be president, she said, adopt a Korean boy and kill you a moose before all hell breaks loose. You poked fun at my cowboy shoes. You said they look just like jukas. say the queen and the kangaroo. And what kind of rubbers did Joseph use before all hell broke loose? Time to resign from the human race. Wipe those tears from your lovely face. Baby, wave to the man in the old red caboose before all hell breaks loose.
His eyes began to flash. He was leaving Rapid City mighty fast. Said, I hope to God she finds a goodbye letter that I wrote her, 'cause the mail don't move too fast in Rapid City, South Dakota. Just a blanket of snow up on the farm. That won't keep your conscience very warm. He said his friends were too darn country, and his paws too damn mean. And there ain't no money in pumping gasoline. And in her gentle eyes was the merchandise of dreams. Fiddler sold her as he left her there alone in Rapid City, South Dakota. Now the reason he was going, I'm not sure I can say. Might have been the rodeo in Santa Fe. Doctor in Chicago, I know she'll be alright. He told himself as he stared into the night. He said, I hope to God she finds a goodbye letter that I wrote her, 'cause the mail don't move too fast in Rapid City, South Dakota. All her people treating her just like we never know her. Lord, the winter passes slow in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Okay, in a row there at the very beginning, you heard Abbott, Texas's own Willie Nelson singing a song called Ride 'em Jew Boy, and that was a one that very subtly refers to the Holocaust. It's a very amazing song. It's got some humor in it, but it cuts to the bone as well. Following Willie, you heard Asleep at the Wheel doing a song called Before All Hell Breaks Loose, which, among other things, explains why a Jew is not ever going to be the president of the United States. And then the third song, you certainly recognize the voice of Dwight Yoakam, and he was singing a song called Rapid City, South Dakota, which is the one I was mentioning. It's about abortion, even though it never mentions it. You might well have guessed the songwriter. He's a great mystery novelist. He's run for governor of Texas. He's a guest on many talk shows. He's always got something provocative to say. He runs a great pet rescue organization in Kerrville, Texas. His name's Kinky Friedman. And, you know, he's not the greatest singer in the world, which is why it's nice to hear some of the best country singers and performers ever doing his tracks. And we're going to close out this podcast. It's painful for me because there's so much more I could be playing, but it would be remiss if I did not include a track by Texas women singing. It's sometimes known as a chauvinist state, male chauvinist state, but there's plenty of women that have come out of Texas that are great singers, and I'm going to pack three into one cut. This is Marsha Ball, Angela Strelli, and Luann Barton. The title of the song will make itself very clear, as will its attitude. Enjoy. Angela Strelli, Marsha Ball, Luann Barton, all three Texas ladies, with the song You Can If You Think You Can from the Dreams Come True album. It's a great record produced and played on by Dr. John. Very soulful, lots of attitude, really, really good. Well, that's episode two of Rock Therapy's Reboot. I'm Phil Overeem, your host. Hope we'll have another one out in a little quicker than we had this one out. I'd like to do a couple every month, but looks like one a month for a while because I'm a busy guy. But if you like what you've heard, this is associated with a blog called Living to Listen. It's on WordPress, and you kind of plug that into your Google search engine, and you might find a few scribblings that might appeal to you. Keep rocking. We'll see you soon.
Well, I don't need a doctor. I don't need a pill. Any other treatment, baby, will only make me ill.